these, but I wanted to add both interludes and they wouldn't fit if I didn't add something. So this is just kind of like the pre-intro, and today's episode is like, it's kind of all over the place, but it's fun. And it was actually recorded the day after we recorded the first episode, but you know, whatever. Anyways, thanks for listening, I guess.
Hi.
Oh my god, why is it so loud? Oh my god, okay. Hi. Oh my god, do you want to do the intro?
What's our intro?
What are we going to talk about today? Did we even say the same thing?
Anyways,
how was your day? What's the story that you wanted to tell?
Oh, I was going to say, so today we were playing, you know, frisbee golf?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, we played that in PE today.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about, like, golf, and the student teacher, he was like, well, this isn't golf. And one of the other kids, he was like, oh, like, golf is for, like, rich CEOs and Borgen.
Okay.
Morgan, she said, oh, I'm a CEO. And the other kid goes, of what, LaCroix?
Stop.
And why? I was
Why did she say that?
I don't know. It was really funny. Anyways, right now...
That's our whole podcast. It just ends right there.
Yeah. Right now I'm making my clay something mushroom.
You ruined the first time. Oh my god, we had this whole conversation because she put it in the oven. And I was like, are you sure it's even, like, oven clay? And she was like, yeah, because it hasn't dried out.
Yeah.
Like,
this is a professional artist clay that I stole from my childhood best friend.
Okay. And then it melted in the oven. I was like, girl, that's not it. Also, you didn't, like, prop it up.
Well, I didn't think it was going to melt. It's
supposed to melt.
What?
Clay isn't supposed to melt in the oven. So I think it is, like, not the right clay.
Hey, Siri. Oh, she doesn't work.
Yeah.
I was going to ask her why my clay melted.
Well, Google led you astray once.
Google told me to set it to 275 degrees. No, because if there's somebody who does ceramics listening to this, they're going to be like in so much pain right now.
Literally, we're the two people listening to this.
Shh. No, the reason I didn't see your text was because I was listening to our last podcast.
Really? Was it funny?
Yeah, I was actually laughing.
We were funny?
Yeah.
Tea. We're like Britney Breast.
That was really funny because I didn't join for like a while, so it was like 30 seconds of complete silence at the beginning.
It doesn't record the beginning.
Yes, it does!
No, it doesn't.
It was the intro and then 30 seconds of silence. And then it's just me going, hi.
It was not 30 seconds. It doesn't record the beginning.
Explain it then.
It was probably 2 seconds, and you just have every single mental disorder, and it felt like 30 seconds.
You know what? Just because you're right doesn't mean you have to say it.
Literally? But, like, that's literally what happened.
Okay, but... Shush. Okay?
Oh, we were supposed to come up with a game plan before we started this.
Yeah. And who was in charge of that?
Literally both of us.
Literally not me.
Yeah, I asked you. And you didn't answer.
Shh. This is your fault. This is all your fault. Dominic, I can't believe you didn't come prepared. I told you.
This is a common theme with Emily, just so you know. I'm always right.
I told you 3 weeks in advance. to have this planned.
I told her 3 days in advance to record the trailer, and she just didn't. So.
Yeah, like 6 months ago.
Yeah, and you, like, didn't do it until I was on FaceTime with you, and I was like, Emily, do it. And you were like, eh.
Okay, but to be fair, I'm medicated now.
And does it help?
Well, I'm definitely medicated.
We should do, like, a segment where we, like, pretend to be other podcasts. You don't listen to podcasts unless you would literally...
The last podcast I listened to was, like, I vividly remember this. I was in Greece in, like, 2018. And I was on the plane. And I was listening to the dog episode of Stupid Genius.
That's so specific.
Mm-hmm.
The last podcast, I listened to Best Friends. A new episode comes out tonight because it comes out every Tuesday night.
Ooh. So I cross my heart and I hope to die. Does Maroon 5, like, still exist?
Hopefully not. There's six of them. I don't understand.
Then why is it called Maroon 5?
I think it's, like, Maroon and 5. So it's, like, the five of them plus Maroon. I don't know who the Maroon one is, though.
Adam Levine.
Yeah, but, like, why is he
I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down.
I didn't know that Adam Levine and Avril Lavigne were different people for the
Oh, my God. Dominic.
Okay, but literally, why do they have such similar names?
You thought Avril Lavigne sang Animal?
No, like, I didn't, I just,
Oh,
like,
yes, because Adam Levine sang Girlfriend.
I just, like, didn't know.
Hey, hey. Wait, what if now I'm getting mixed up. What if Adam Levine sang Girlfriend?
The world would fall apart and deteriorate.
We'd ruin
it. Is Avril Lavigne alive? How old is she?
There's, like, people think she's, like, Britney Spears and she got, like, replaced.
Stop. I covered a conspiracy about that with my other podcast.
With your other you have other podcasts, Dominic.
You don't remember this?
You're, oh my God, Dominic, you're seeing other people.
No, but, like, for real, do you not remember this?
No.
Oh my God, this was forever ago. This was, like, June.
You think I can remember back to June?
I've talked about it past June. Anyways,
I don't remember, so I'm gonna say that you didn't.
Anyways, I just remember one of the conspiracies was that Obama replaced the moon, and I still
believe in Maroon. Obama.
He replaced the moon.
Oh. Okay, but
I'm still convinced that one exists.
That chartreuse is a yellow.
I always thought it was like
it's a pink.
Yeah.
Chartreuse is pink. Why? Is it, like, a weird green yellow?
Like, it's, like, a light pink. Like, almost like a baby pink.
No, I think of it more as, like, a really bright, like, magenta.
Okay, well, you're wrong.
You're Simply. Wrong.
You're really gonna... Okay, if two of us were sitting in a room and one of us had to testify, who do you think would be right?
The bugs on the floor.
You know, you're going to listen back to that and be like, that was 30 seconds of silence.
Did you see what I texted you about what my dad said?
Probably, but I probably didn't register it because I didn't really.
Oh, okay. But... I showed him my melted mushroom. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm making, by the way.
Uh-huh.
So I showed him my melted mushroom. And he goes, well, it's definitely mush.
That wasn't even, like, a joke. Like, I feel like it was supposed to be a joke, but, like, it just wasn't.
Oh, yeah, no, he's just, like, not funny, but it's okay. No, because he always, like, tries to, like, bring up, like, childhood jokes around me. And I'm kind of just like, dude, I'm literally not five anymore. Because, like, him and I used to have, like, little games that we would play in the car. Like, we would, like, look for, like, a certain color or, like, play, like, slug bug or whatever. Uh-huh. And he was, like, we were driving to school today, and he was like, Emily, we're not going to beat the jack wagons. I was like, dude, it's been, like, 5 years. Let it go.
I just farted. I'm so gassy.
No, my stomach hurts so bad.
Me too, because I had make and bake mac and cheese.
Oh.
And it was not good, but I still ate it.
I had sauerkraut. So
stop, that's worse.
And sausage.
Was it good?
Yeah.
The sausage?
Yeah.
Guys. This is a new. Why? How does sausage come up every time we record?
Because my mom's obsessed with it, apparently.
I love your mom. Can I come live with you?
Yeah. Please.
That would be so much fun.
Oh my god, my dad would literally hate me more than he already does.
I would just replace your dad. I would just replace your dad.
Oh boy, you would.
Like, I just move in. See, that was 30 seconds of silence. Girl, are you dead? I think Emily died. So.
Oh, wait.
What was that?
I don't know. The tab accident.
What did you
The do? Tab closed by accident. I literally didn't touch it. I couldn't have.
We can't trust her with
I'm molding clay. I was really... So, I couldn't have touched it.
You couldn't have touched it. The tab closed.
Yeah. It was that weird demon I saw the other day. Anyways.
Can we talk about how outrageous it was that for science we had to cite every single picture we used?
We did.
Did you not?
Oh.
We had to cite every single one.
Ew. And she was like, a minimum of three. I was like, girl.
Did you do a work cited?
Yeah, I did a work cited. But not for my pictures.
Yeah, my work cited was like 3 pages long.
Damn, shoddy.
Green. She's gonna, like, deduct point. Do you not read instructions?
No. Anyways, I'm gonna tell you about my dream now. So, I was in English and history.
Gross.
And Miss Racist was talking. And,
wait, is this a dream or, like, real life? Oh, okay. Because this one sounds very real.
So I was in her room. And I was, like, in class doing my thing, right? And she walks up to me. No. One of the office ladies comes in. And she hands her a slip. And she reads it. And then she's like, hey, Emily. And she calls me up. And she whispers, but, like, she's, like, super loud. And she's like, we're sending you home because your parents are getting a divorce.
Did you, like, celebrate?
I started crying.
Why would you cry? I don't know.
And then everybody was, like, looking at me. And I was like.
Isn't that, like, what you want?
Yeah, but apparently Dreamy didn't get the memo.
Why would you cry? Would you cry in real life if that happened?
I'd probably fake cry.
Why would you fake cry?
Because then I'd be like, oh my god, this...
Ew, what if you went into your dad's custody?
Oh no, he would never win custody over me.
Are you sure?
For sure. Firstly, it's really hard for men to win custody when it comes to, like, divorce. Secondly, I'm of age that I can pick which parent I want custody.
I Right. Are you sure that's a thing?
Yeah. Because, like, I can put in word and be like, my dad's abusive and I don't want to live with him.
Well, that's not true. Well, you can just be like, I don't want to live with him because I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's dad, if you're listening to this
podcast, I'll just send an email to, like, my therapist that I used to have and be like, hey, yo, Shadi, can you put in some good word for me?
Can you give me that good word?
She had an Ellen haircut. I loved her. But then my insurance changed, and I couldn't have her anymore. Wait, my mushroom looks better this time. Maybe it's a good thing it melted.
What are you going to do? Are you just going to leave it out now? What if it's not, like, air dry?
What do you want me to do, Dominic? Really? I can't do anything right. Oh my god. Literally.
You can't. You actually can't.
Okay. Ew, I sounded like Gretchen when I said that. Anyways. You should just shut up.
That's not even how it goes.
Shut up.
Anyways,
I'd love to see me from your point of view. Love me.
You know, if we had ads on, they would like sue us. Love me.
What do you mean? I'm advertising for Ariana Grande.
Yeah, but she's not sponsoring us. If she did, I would cry. Why would she sponsor a podcast?
Because... What if Dominic, you should have actually, like... Why didn't you get a Make-A-Wish when you almost died that one time?
Because I didn't have, like, a cancer thing.
But you almost died.
Like, it has to be long-term.
Oh, it has to be, like, chronic?
I think so.
Your asthma's chronic.
Yeah, but that doesn't cause me to almost die every time I get up.
Your asthma's chronic.
You know, I probably would have picked something dumb, too.
Like what?
I probably would have been super like, mad. I want to go Disney World. Oh, God.
I hate those people.
I would have been like, I want to meet Scarlett Johansson.
I want to meet Rosanna Pansino.
I probably would have. Honestly, I would still meet Rosanna Pansino.
Over Ariana Grande? Over Taylor Swift?
No, but I would.
Theoretically, if you got cancer and you had to.
Well, this is such a fun game.
And you were asked by the Make-A-Wish program.
I'm so glad you're asking because I've thought about
what
this all the time.
What you would want? What would you wish for?
I've thought of a loophole. So I would just be like, I want to meet all of my favorite musicians.
But then they would probably be like...
Well, they say
no. Oh my
no.
God, no, you should just say, like... I know, like, how I'm saying this, like, it will happen. Anyways. You should say, like, I want to go to the Grammys. And then you can just meet everyone.
Wait, that's so smart. That's such a genius move.
Right?
But, like, you have to wait, like, a whole year for that. Like, they can't just call someone in. So what if you're dead by then?
YOLO.
And it's almost ended. Anyways, what about you? What if they asked you?
Who's, like, important to me?
Literally me.
For my Make-A-Wish, I want to see my best friend, Dominic.
Just standing there.
And then you take a picture with me with your little sign. You're like hashtag charity work. Our entire friendship is charity work.
Oh my god. I honestly, okay. I'm kind of glad that you weren't friends with me when I was in the hospital. Because my dad was in there the whole time and people would come visit. And we could not have a decent conversation with him in
there. Oh, yeah, no. We'd be like, oh my god, I hate math. Right?
Be us, and then he would like have to go to the bathroom, and then we would just like whisper violently for like 2 minutes.
Be like, oh my god, did you see what this person posted on Instagram? That would
be us. But like one time, the last day that I, or like one of the last days I was there, I had to like walk, and I couldn't do it. It's like funny now, but it was kind of sad because I was like falling over. Around with an IV bag.
Oh my
bag.
God, that's so bad.
I was literally almost dead.
And they were like, walk, oh, bitch. Make it worse.
And they wouldn't get me cheese. Have I told you the story? Oh my god. Okay, for some reason I craved cheese so badly every time. And so I'd be like, can you bring me cheese? And they would be like, okay, yeah. And so you know how they have like snacks on that level? So they would go and they would come back and they were like, okay, unfortunately, we don't have cheese on this level, so I'm going to go down to the kitchen right now and get you cheese. And I'll be like, okay. And I would have to wait like 30 minutes. And then they would come back and they brought me one Tillamook packet of cheese. One of those tiny ones, and I didn't want to ask for more because I didn't want to be that person. And I was like, I just want cheese.
I remember when I was in the hospital. I got there at like, I got there at like 8, but then I didn't actually get into the emergency room until like 10 because they made me wait in line. Anyways, so then I was like talking to the dude, like my nurse. He was really cool. I liked him. But then he was like, do you want some food? I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, well, we already had dinner, so there's not going to be, like, any dinner left, but I can see if we have any snacks for you. So I was like, okay, that sounds good. So he comes back with, like a can of soda. But, like, you know, like, those mini soda cans that they have in hospitals? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That was your snack.
What?
That was your snack?
Yeah, he came back with that soda? And, like, some crackers. And some Jell-O, but I hate Jell-O. Oh my god, Jell-O. No! The texture is so awful.
Oh, you only like? You're literally a psychopath.
Are you calling my sensory issues psychopathic?
Yes,
Dominic. That's ableist.
A normal person can eat like most textures. You eat, like, exclusively, like, two different textures.
Yeah, and what about it?
It's either crunchy or slightly less crunchy. Those are your two textures.
I cannot do mushy. Oh my god, I can't do meat. Meat's so bad.
Do you like mashed potatoes? Ew! What?
Because the texture. Why?
Do you like baked potatoes? That's literally the same thing, but not mushed.
But it has butter.
Girl, what white-ass mashed potatoes are you making that it doesn't
have? I don't really have mashed potatoes.
God, your family sucks. By the way, that was not directed at your mom. Your mom rocks.
Damn. Most of the time.
Except when she thinks making is black.
Or when she thinks the telescope.
Oh my god, we've already been recording.
Yay, because incest.
Because incest is legal, guys. Remember when she tried to joke around with us like that and we were like, you don't get it?
Oh yeah, she tried to like talk to us. I was like, that person was gay. And she was like, yeah, I know. I could tell from my gaydar. I was like,
that doesn't exist.
I was like, I know. And we were both looking at her and we were like, you don't have a gaydar.
And she was like, my generation. I was like, your
generation's wrong, sweetheart.
Right? I was
You
like,
don't have a gaydar unless you have something to tell us.
I was like, you have a stereotypical vision in your mind of what gay people are like. Yeah.
Because you're just using stereotypes. It's not a gaydar.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could look at somebody who, like, appears straight, like, fashion-wise and, like, whatever, but I can still pick up that they're gay.
Yeah. Okay. What
should we do today? Oh, my God. That mushroom looks, like, not bad.
Are you going to melt it again?
No, because this time it actually looks good.
We should find a new book to read. Like, for after we finish.
I should read you Winnie the Pooh. Book.
Oh my God, we could do that.
Wait, for real?
Not right now.
Oh my God.
No, after we finish the poetry one.
You would actually let me read you Winnie the Pooh?
Maybe like one.
One what? Chapter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, if you record me audiobooks, I'll listen to them.
Oh, don't give me ideas.
No, I'm not joking. I love audiobooks. I'll listen to them as I go to sleep.
Then I will.
Oh my God, what if when we live together, you, like, read?
Yeah, that's weird. I would just, like, sit on a chair next to your bed. And the mouse said...
That would be so much fun. We should have a sleepover.
Except your dad's weird.
Yeah. Oh my God, okay. Well, since we have, like, nothing else to talk about, because we've literally talked about everything already, and we recorded literally 24 hours ago.
Yeah, do you have any life updates?
Why don't we, like, talk about what we did today?
Okay.
Sure. So, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
So, I woke up.
Okay.
At, like, 6:30.
Whoa. Cool. What?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to
go. So, then my dad came in and was like, Emily, you have to get up for school. And I was like, okay. Okay.
I just
farted. And then I, like, got up, and then I, like, went back to sleep, like, by accident. And then I woke up again, like, 30 minutes later, because my dad came in. He was like, Emily, I told you to get up. And I was like, oh, whoops. And so then I got up that time, and today was picture day, so I was like, oh, I gotta, like, get dressed. So I did. And then I drank some coffee, and I pet my dogs, and then I was on my merry way. Then I get to school. And I talked to Borgen and others. And I got to play frisbee golf. I'm really bad at throwing frisbees, fun fact. Like, literally, I threw it and it, like, turned and, like, landed, like, right in front of me.
Okay, wait, fun fact, actually, really, really sad fact. I wasn't listening to what you were saying the whole time. I zoned out. But I got the gist of it. Like, it was in my background.
Right. Okay, I'm done with my mushroom, so I'm just gonna, like, put it down somewhere.
No, okay, I'm do we want to talk about my day?
So then...
Oh, darn.
I go to, English... PE was, like, actually fun, though. Except our teacher got mad at us because we were talking, and she was like, why do you guys only talk in person but never on Zoom?
Because
and I looked at her, and I was like, because then I have to unmute myself. Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Really?
And she was like, oh, no. I was like, yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of work. Anyways, so then I go to English, and at this point, oh my God, I forgot to tell you, when I walk into school, you know what song's playing? Yellow by Coldplay. I literally
stop. Wait, why were they playing music? Because it was
the student government thing.
They're still active. Why do they exist anymore?
I asked myself the same question. I'm in student government.
Like, why do they do that? Like, what is it for? Like, why do they play music? Like, I just want to sit alone.
I don't know. So I walk in and they're playing Yellow by Coldplay. And I'm like, not now. I was in a good mood. Because that song's like my go-to song when I want to cry about Gretchen. So, anyways.
You should make Nobody, No Crime your new song about Gretchen. If you catch my drift.
Good idea. Anyways, so then I go to English, and in English, we're doing like genocide awareness. So we read a story about the Holocaust, and when we analyzed it, because it was like a big metaphor. And then we had history, where we learned about slavery in the South. And then I got my picture taken, and I got my ID card. And then I went home, and I went in my room, and I laid in my bed, and I watched 2 episodes of an anime, and then I fell asleep for 5 hours. And then I woke up, and I went to my mom's room, and I watched this show about the Amish. And then I ate some sauerkraut. And then I got ready for dance. And then I went to dance. And then I came home. You did dance. And then I texted you. And now I'm on, not the phone, but the recording with you.
Yay! I love being in the recording studio. Yes. AKA my room. Okay, yes. You want to know what I did today? Okay, so I woke up at like 9:30. And I was like, I don't want to get up. So I just snoozed it. And then I got up and my dad was home from work today. So I just listened to murder podcasts until I had school. And then I had school, and then I went to first period, and they literally just talked the whole time. Like, we learned about, like, frisbee golf. But that was, like, it. And then I went to English, and we were supposed to take notes, but I didn't because I was bored. Then I went to history, and we were supposed to take notes.
Do you want me to send you a picture of the notes? Okay, I will.
Yes, please.
Tomorrow, just to remind me.
Thank you. You're going to forget.
Well, I'm not doing it now. So.
Anyway. Well, obviously, it's not. It's going to, like, pause. Anyways. And then I ate lunch. I don't remember what I ate, so don't ask me.
Elk.
What do I do with my time? Oh, and then I spent, like, 4.5 hours working on my science.
Oh, yeah. I finished science.
Okay, I feel like it would have taken me, like, an hour tops to do the project if I didn't have to, like...
do the work second.
Cite all of the photos. Because then that took forever because I had to enter in all the information manually.
And pictures are so hard to cite because they never, like, have, like, a photographer or anything.
Yeah. So I always had to, like... site where it was made, I had to, like, zoom in to, like, 150% to see, like, the little thing in the corner.
I know. I don't understand why teachers make us cite pictures half the time. Like, there's literally no information.
Right. And she was like, well, at least cite the website. And I was like... and I regret that I didn't just do that, like, every time.
I still have time. I could go back and do it.
You an have hour? Literally an
Is
hour.
It worth it? Okay.
No.
Then I won't.
Literally, it's so much work. And it would take you way longer than that. And you have to go back in and find all the photos.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Just, like, get marked down, like, 10%. Mm-hmm. That's probably what she's going to do. You're still getting, what, like, a 20 out of 30?
Oh, but I have an F in the class. So, like... Because I did turn in one of the assignments, and it, like, marked down my grade a lot.
One time I didn't do Duolingo, and I got an F in the class immediately. It's okay, though, because I got an
okay, A but I still have a while to record it, so I can bring it up.
Honestly, that class, that's not going to matter. Yeah. That grade isn't going to matter. Because mm-hmm. it's the end of the school year.
Yeah, at this point, also, because I feel like if my parents see it and they're like, Emily, why do you have, like, a D in, like, three classes? Then I'd be like, well, the Gretchen situation, like, really messed with my mental health. That's what I would say. And my mom would believe me. And she, well, I mean, well, that was, like, a really big thing. Like, it did mentally impact me a lot and caused me to, like, miss a lot of school.
My dad never checks, but when he does, I literally just tell him the truth, but, like, a variant of it. So I did do the Duolingo. Like, I did 250 out of, like, 300. And so if he asked me, I would be like, well, I did it, but she didn't mark it as I did it because I missed, like, 50 points. And so she just gave me a zero.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyways.
Oh, I also have an F in English, but... Book. Shut up. But
how?
But we when haven't done anything I turn English. In the poem thing, and that's like 115 points.
I haven't Dude. Started it yet.
Oh, I already
finished. It's due Friday. Yeah, because you, for some reason, do all, like, the stuff that's due in, like, 2 weeks first. Yeah. And then you end up looking stuff, and you're like, how does this happen?
And then I'm like, oh, I haven't done the math yet. Oh, well, I'm going to go to bed.
It's too late now. Okay, well, I'm looking at the poetry book mm-hmm. that we were reading last night, right? I'm realizing that this section is all short stories. Which is fun.
Well, I don't want to sit poems. And pay attention that long.
Well, you liked the only part that you liked of the book was the short story last time. Yeah, because it was one short story. Okay, well we can just read one today. Or like two. No, we have to finish the book first. I can't just jump around. This isn't you, Emily.
Or will we get copyrighted? I don't know.
Why did it echo back? I would really want you to read the Song of Achilles, but we would probably get, like... We can't get copyrighted, but we can, like, get taken down.
Okay, well, we'll just FaceTime and I'll read it to you.
Okay. T. But we have to decide what to read after Winnie we finish reading this. Okay, but Winnie the Pooh is copyrighted.
No, it's over 100 years old. You can't get copyrighted for that.
Yeah, you can, because it's still owned by a company that's still in progress today.
No.
Oh my god.
If it's over 100 years old, you can't copyright it.
Someone still owns the rights to it, though.
Cause like things Anyways. Like To Kill a Mockingbird and stuff are free.
No, I don't care.
Cause they're old.
I don't care. We should read To Kill a Mockingbird.
I haven't read it. Still I also haven't read it.
Well, you still haven't read it.
A while. So it's so that no, it's not a bad so book. Bad.
No, it's so bad. You didn't read it. What are you talking about?
I just didn't like it. Well, what I did
read, didn't read it.
Also, it just it's like too and difficult for me to understand. Like I actually have to like actively pay attention.
In the words of me, don't pretend that you know and have read the book when you've read the introduction.
McQuiston.
That's what it was written about. Okay, pick a story. Do you want to read Oscar? Do you want to read Oscar? N9897F? Rosas?
Coke and Pepsi, because that's like Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Fun. This one's like the shortest one. Let me get my audio book voice.
I still have two more books in the Winnie the Pooh series that I have to collect.
I feel like a manga collector, but worse. Okay, Coke and Pepsi. Frank quietly tiptoes out of bed and down the hall so he doesn't wake his wife, Dorothy. He changes out of his nightgown, washes his face, and runs a comb through his white thin, crispy...
Oh my god, Christy from Dance Moms? Damn.
Wispy white hair. It falls to one side of his head and covers up the growing bald spots. He makes the long trek to the kitchen and opens the blinds on all the windows. He begins his daily routine of making breakfast for both of them. Eggs, bacon, toast, and fresh fruit. He heads outside and wanders around the garden until he finds fruit he can pick for breakfast. At last he stumbles upon the patch of strawberry plants they've been cultivating for the last 20 years. He spots a dozen or so fresh berries and picks them one by one, placing them carefully in a small basket he bought. Suddenly, he hears a rustling and spins around to a noise, and his heart settles quickly at the sight. Barney, you almost gave me a heart attack. Barney chuckles. You'd think after 50 years you'd be used to this by now. Frank shakes his head and said, "What are you getting today?" I came looking for oranges. Betty... Oh my god, did my sister just predict a bunch of Taylor Swift names? I came looking for oranges. Betty wants fresh orange juice. Who am I to deny her the simplest request after all she's done for me? Of course. Oh, sure. Be sure to tell her Dorothea said thank you for the cookies, and she wants you to come over for dinner, Frank says with a smile on his face. Oh, isn't it our night? Barney looks confused. Yeah, but she said Betty's hip was acting up yesterday, and she didn't want her to go through the trouble of making dinner. She didn't tell me that. Gosh, I swear these two tell each other more than we do. Well, of course, they're best friends. We're just husbands. We don't matter. I know that's right. The two laugh heartedly. The sun grows higher in the sky, casting shades on the ground from the myriad. I don't want my sister using big words now. From the myriad of fruit trees, the morning dew begins to fade from the grass and the roof of the two houses. They sit parallel to each other, sitting on the same lot. They decided 45 years ago that instead of wasting time and money on driving and gas, they would just buy one big plot of land and build two houses on it, separating it by a huge garden filled with vegetables in the spring, fruits in the fall, and flowers all year round. We should do that. It was too much work to drive the 5 miles back and forth from each other's houses every day multiple times. Frank's phone rings. He pulls it out of his pocket. It's work. I have to take it. You know how it is. Dinner is good for tonight. Barney nods and Frank turns back to the house answering his phone. Hey, it's Frank. What's happening? Although Barney is Frank's big business rival, they respect the other's career. It takes a lot of work to run a multi-billion dollar company. Yeah, that sounds great. I'll take care of it tomorrow. Thanks, bye. Frank hangs up as he closes the door behind him. The office, Dorothea, asked suddenly, causing Frank to jump slightly. Geez, between you and Barney, I won't live to see 80. Oh my god, I have to say this every time now. Dorothea, giggles. Are you even paying attention anymore?
Kinda.
Okay, well, this is kind of really boring. You picked the worst one, but we have to finish it now. Her mostly gray hair swaying with the wind, blowing through the now open kitchen door. She's still dressed in her nightgown. It's the lilac one, which means it's Saturday. Betty will be wearing the same one. Frank drops his fake scowl, knowing that he can't resist her laugh. Will you grab the newspaper? I have to make the toast. Do you want jam or honey? She smiles. Honey, honey. She always called him that. As they sit down to eat, Rufus jumps onto one of the empty chairs. Frank happily scratches his head and places his bowl in front of him. The usual egg mixed with the kibble and his daily pill hidden amongst the food. He's getting old. Do you want me to make dinner? Frank asks his wife. Dorothea scrunches her face slightly. It's one of her pet peeves, and he knows it. He immediately swallows and then smiles sheepishly. No, that's okay. I was planning on making stuffed peppers and corn. Do you mind picking some later? Of course. Make sure to grab the red peppers. Last time you grabbed yellow. They both crinkled their noses, remembering the dinner that turned out to be. That was it. That was the whole thing.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
That wasn't even the story. There was no plot to it.
She really went for realism.
But, like, it was too real. And not in a good way. I think you should have picked roses. Roses is the best one. I like the whole book. I want
to listen to another one.
I could read a random poem. Okay. So, since there's no more, we're going to go to summer, and then we'll come back to spring. So, the first one is called Constellation Jar. And it's one of my favorites. Just because of the aesthetic.
Okay.
A light in the night to turn bright the dark. His fear is displaced when he sees the stars. White splotches on walls and black looming shadows. Willowy figures tapping tree branches. He cowers in fear and pulls up the blankets, closes his eyes, and waits for the transit. He has an idea and works up the courage. Flings open the window and dark is discouraged. Hundreds of them, all flying around, loud in their color but silent in sound. He opens the jar and touches a few, closes it up and looks at the view.
Okay, right.
A light in the night to turn bright the dark. His fear is displaced when he sees the stars.
Oh.
That's it.
It wasn't bad. It was just kind of underwhelming.
I really like the... Yeah, but it's still my favorite just because of, like, it feels nostalgic. Even though I've literally never had this experience, and she hasn't either. But my favorite line is hundreds of them all flying around.
Yeah, I like that.
Loud in their colors, but silent in sound. Although, fireflies are really loud, aren't they?
No. You've never seen a firefly?
I've never seen one.
Oh, in Panama, they're everywhere.
No.
They're like, when I'm on the farm, sometimes they'll like get inside.
Three states.
And then you just have like these like little like lights flying around your ceiling.
She wrote, what about New York?
Welcome to New York.
That's literally the whole thing. I'm joking. That's not.
No, she didn't wrote copyright. The whole thing. But she wrote...
No, it's called.
It's Has called she ever been to New York? Oh.
Yeah. Which I'm so jealous.
And she didn't take you.
She's been there like twice. I wasn't born.
Yeah, that tends to, like, get in the way of things.
Well, I wasn't born one of the times. And it was for school the other time, so. Okay. This will be the last one. I look out my window at the city that never sleeps. Black shadows may be scary to unfamiliar visitors, but they beckon me. As I know nothing lurks in the dark. The usual 10 o'clock train hops by, and I wave to the conductor. And though I've never met him, we've become friends. Miss Paula waits for a cab after her shift at the diner. She goes home to her two cats and pets them while they purr. The bakery is still open where I've tried my first cannoli, and I've gotten my birthday cakes, and I've learned I want to be a chef. I've never seen the stars, on a clear night, but instead I've memorized the skyline, and can tell you how many lights shine in the distance. The rickety fire escape, where I've cried many times, and hid from my parents and pondered life. The apartment with my water tower, with the water tower where I met my best friend. I've always come for dinner, and an extra bedroom is mine. The Moonshine Tavern is where I'll have my first drink, and pour out my sorrows to the bartender, who call me a cab at the end of the night shift, even though I can walk. This is the place where I was born, where I grew up, where I'll die. When I think of heaven, I look at the view, and I smile out the window at my city that never sleeps.
I like that.
You like that more than really Constellation Jar?
No.
You weren't paying attention to the Constellation Jar? Even after I told you
it was, I kind of zoned out, so.
There was one called America.
Oh, I think you read that one.
And it's literally a Lana Del Rey song. No, because I haven't gone to... I read to you...
That was a Lana Del Rey song.
Soldier. Yeah, that one's literally a Lana Del Rey song. But yeah, I think Roses is my favorite. You know what? I think Roses and My City are connected. Because look, it says, however, the paint on the window clearly reads that they are open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then in My City, it says Miss Paula waits for a cab after her shift at the diner. Yeah, but Roses is a diner. And it's 10 o'clock when the train goes by. And she gets off at 9. Well, they close at 9. Which means she probably gets off at like 10. But also, Roses is like... I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's not good. But yeah, so... That was the reading that part of our podcast. Yeah, but we need to find another book that's legally ours or free. Because my sister isn't going to sue us. Well, she's kind of petty sometimes, but... She, like, probably will. I'm pretty sure I still have a book of, like, goodnight stories. You can't
copyright, like, the Grimm stories. Can you?
I think because they're under a publisher.
But those are so old. Like,
I think... Because, like... Yeah, but, like, you have to understand... That just because they were written forever ago, the rights to them have still been bought. So, like, I don't know if you can legally read them. But there are some stories that are, like, based, that are, that Twilight Zone episodes are based off of, that are not copyrighted. So that would be fun. We could read our book.
We could.
Because we still both have a copy.
The Lizzo one? Oh, let me go get it.
Yeah.
I want to read it.
Well, not right now. Oh, okay, right. Fine, but you have to redact all the names. Okay, while she's doing that, I'm getting taken out. We'll keep here wrestling. That's fine.
It was so the mushroom you gave me bouncing around in the box.
You see, just because I forgot to take the mushroom out. That's so sad.
Yeah.
You already put together the puzzle.
Anyways. So just for context, we were given a prompt, and it was like a princess. It has two options: go through one door and feed her fiance to a tiger, or go through the other door and send him away with another maiden. So those were her two options. So we had to, like, write an ending to it.
Mm-hmm. And me, Emily, mm-hmm. and Gretchen were all in a group together, and we wrote it.
Yeah, Gretchen was, like, trying to take it seriously, well, but me and Emily. She was bad at it. Okay.
It still wasn't good when she was trying to take
it. The princess had a profound realization that she could not live a life in which he was with another maiden. With this, she sacrificed the man to the tiger. If she cannot have him, no one can. The princess then opens the left door and runs away with the maiden, as they share the perspective that they could not live with themselves if he were to choose one or the other. They exchange a look that communicates their perspective on the man. He cannot choose between them and have it be real love. This is where we gave up. They rode away in a carriage in the sunset and lived happily ever after, blasting Lizzo on the radio in the carriage. Alexa, play Phone by Lizzo. Where the Hell My Phone echoed out into the night as they rode away to their cottage that they automatically had because Alexa. They're U-Haul lesbians. Hashtag PS, they're sisters. Hashtag if the Teletubbies can be gay, incest can be legal. Then they adopted a cat and bought rum.
Okay, side note, just so you know, you set off my Alexa, and she was about to start playing Phone by Lizzo really loudly. Mm. It's also like 11 p.m., just so you guys know.
And then they adopted a cat and bought rocks. Migu, the cat, as in wheat, in Japanese, lol, because they're gay, so they bake a lot of bread. Duh. They also taught their cat to knead dough, and they run a small store on Depop, but not the annoying vintage Y2K girls, like actual stuff. They also do a lot of shrooms and convert their bathtub into a garden for growing weed, pot, cannabis Mary Jane, ain't nothing cool about what it can do to your brain. It messes with your memory, who are you? Then they went to an Ariana Grande concert for their honeymoon, and Ariana was the priestess. Ariana can pull off priestess robes really well. She whistle noted the, do you take this dangerous woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? I do, she said, as she impersonated Fergie singing the national anthem. They danced to Lover by Taylor Swift as they murdered every man in the building, as Taylor and Ariana performed a duo, God is a Woman and the Man performance. Taylor sang the low notes and Ariana sang the high notes. Yas, queens, work, called Dominic from the audience. Then they recorded a duo version of Red, White, and Royal Blue. Yes. The end. Written by Emily, Dominic, and Gretchen. Audiobook read by Dominic. Music by Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Fergie, and Lizzo. Co-writer, Casey McQuiston. And then we even included our signatures on the back. But obviously, I can't show those. Also, Gresham's signature has no business being that good. Like, ours looked like chicken scratch. Like, a literal child wrote it.
I had to sign my legal, like, credit card documents with that signature.
I mean, technically, your signature can be whatever you want.
Yeah, it could literally be, like, three lines and a dot, and they're not going to be like, well,
says who? That's
not how you write your name. Like,
you can literally write a smiley face, and it still counts.
Right?
No, because I've literally done it. That'd
be such a cool signature. What if I did... What if for my signature I did like a smiley face, but it was sideways for the D?
Oh my god.
That could be like my celebrity signature. Do it. Wait, that's so cute. Have you seen the girl who on TikTok who like reads old tweets? From like celebrities and stuff. Well, she did one for Ariana Grande, and Ariana Grande once tweeted, and she was like, she was like, "Do you guys have the Kindle? It's one of the greatest inventions ever." And that one was like, "It's really not Ariana." And it was so funny because that's like the whole video. Because she like the whole video is like her reading old tweets, and she'll be like. So, James Charles, he tweeted, and he was like, "Why won't anyone date me?" And she was like, "Because they're all minors, James."
Oh, boy.
And that's, like, the whole thing. I've come to the conclusion that each group has just, like, one bad person. Like,
oh, yeah.
Trans people have Nikita Dragon. Gay people have James Charles. You guys have
you
only
guys. Jared. You're people.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's... Ugh.
Yeah, you're people.
Literally. Why should she still have a girlfriend? Why does she exist?
I don't know if she does.
I don't know, I feel like I would have heard something if her and her girlfriend broke up. Can we talk about the fact that Spencer and his boyfriend broke up?
Literally. I was just going to bring that up. Also, the way that his boyfriend definitely did something.
No, because Spencer got broken up with. He didn't break up with him. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I said his boyfriend definitely did something. Like, he did something bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably just
what are you
gonna,
doing
like,
tomorrow?
Watch anime or something. Okay.
Oh my god, we should hang out.
Oh my god.
I could convince my dad that we're, like, working on a project. I could tell him that we're working
believable.
On, like, our poetry together. It's me. He doesn't know you. I could mold you into
scary.
Any person I want you to be. That's like my whole personality, though.
And just tell me what you told your dad I am, and I can just put it on the act real quick.
Yeah.
That's literally my entire,
you've
like,
done it before.
So.
Oh my god, I played this. I played a fun game with my sister called If I Went to Jail, What Would You Assume It Would Be For? We should play. So, if I went to jail, what would you assume it would be for?
Probably, like, tax evasion. I don't know. I just feel like that suits you.
Why?
You know?
Why time dilation?
Exactly, because you're.
I feel bougie. Like that's such a sophisticated crime. I feel like that's fair. I feel like if you went to jail, I would assume it would be for like assaulting someone in the street.
Damn. I feel like I would like accidentally commit arson.
Like I feel like you would get. I feel like that's a possibility too. I feel like you would be walking in the street and someone would be walking slow and you just get really mad and punch them in the face. That would be my like assumption.
Yeah.
That's assault. So either of those. I think I said my sister would like punch someone. Because she's a very angry person. She's not physically angry, though, surprisingly. But yeah.
Cool. That was a super fun game, Dominic.
Well, it's more of a talking point that ends very quickly.
I'm an iceberg. A talking iceberg. No, that's it. That's all I
know. You don't know any more of the song, do you? I love Katie Turner. Why do you have to do her like that? But for real, can she release something? She keeps releasing these singles. And like they're like decent. But like I want
she an album. An EP, right?
She's never released an album. Yeah, it's a really good EP with a really good title, but still, The Sad Vegan.
Mm.
Very much Phoebe Bridges vibes.
No, can we talk about the fact that my aunt is friends with Phoebe Bridges' mom? That's my cousin.
Is the same aunt that works in the military?
No, this is the wife of my millionaire uncle.
I don't know your family.
No, he lives in North Carolina.
Have you ever been to his house?
He does live on the beach.
We should, like, go. When we have our license. No, when we have our license, we should, like, drive.
Great idea.
And then we can drive to my rich aunt's house.
And then we just rob them.
My aunt's uncle's chill, though.
Cool.
So, like, it's like.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
She paid $60 for shipping once. Yeah, she tried. Like, girl, you couldn't have bought me, like, Ariana merch. It's because, okay, I don't blame her, because she looked at my list, and I didn't update my Christmas list since, like, January of the previous year. And so I didn't want any of the things anymore, but I was just too lazy to go in and edit it. And she just picked all the things that I, like, wanted forever ago, and I was like, dang, that was some bad luck. But also, she did get me two different Rosanna Pansino sweatshirts. So I'm banking in that she'll get me Ariana stuff. But by the time that Christmas comes around again, it's probably going to be Ariana season again.
Know.
What do you think her new album would be? Like, what do you think a good era would be for her?
Yeah.
Because, like, Dangerous Woman was a good era. Sweetener was a really good era. I think it's my favorite era. Positions was actually a good era. They I don't know why good. People hate on it so much. Thank You Next was a good era. My Everything and Yours Truly were kind of bland. Yeah, but Yours Truly, the era was like Pink. Like that was the whole thing. And then
has she done My like Everything a yellow?
Was like light bulbs. No.
Oh, she hasn't done orange, has she?
What if she does a yellow album? That would be so cool. No, but it's coming in the fall.
Maybe no. That'll be her next one, like red, orange, and yellow.
No. Huh. That would be interesting, though. What if she has, like... I really want her to make, like, a marriage album or, like, a birthday album or something. Because, like, don't get me wrong, all of her albums fit very well together.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're not, like, cohesive. Like, Sweetener, all of them have the same sound. Mm-hmm. But they're not all the same. Like,
right. Positions was a little bit more consistent. It's kind of all over the place.
But like, yeah, Positions was probably the most cohesive album to date. Because it was like, yeah, sex and love. That was the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it was still very cohesive. So.
Anyways. That 30 seconds of silence was a little bit too much.
Yeah, I hope... I hope she does, like, a marriage one, and it'll be like...
Ooh.
I Do, and The Veil. Or, like... And... And a Fairy Tale. I really just want it to come. Like, it can't... It's only been, like, what, 6 months?
She's probably working on it right now. One. Yeah.
She's been working on it.
Well, people, I mean, if she's releasing an album every year...
But, like...
Then, yeah, she has to be working on it. Ooh. Yeah.
But it's going to be a fall album, which is so exciting. Because her last one was, like, very much winter. Even though it was released at, like, the end of fall, it was still very much winter. And so this one's going to be, like, end of summer, beginning of fall.
Right.
Which is, like, aesthetically perfect. For, like,
oh my red, God.
Orange, and yellow.
We cracked the case.
Oh my God, wait. Oh my God,
we predicted it. Okay, quick, we have to get on to Ariana Stan Twitter. That... We have to let the people know.
No, that's scary.
Yeah.
It would probably get trending.
Mm-hmm.
No, because that would make so much sense. Because, like, Sweetener is very much rainbow.
But like era colors.
Well, are you talking about like album covers or era colors? Okay, because right. Era colors are basically because
like red, it would be very like passionate and like.
So like, if you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of like Evermore, that's very much like brown or like orange.
Like rare.
If
like
you're
red.
Thinking of like. Yeah. Yeah, very much so. And, like, suddenly every single album that I've ever listened to just left. Like, Chromatica is pink. So, like, that's what we're thinking of. So, yeah, Positions is very much gray. And, like, I know that's the album cover, but that's, like, the vibe it gives off. And usually... The album cover will like match because like,
but it's like that green artist can associate colors so, like, that entire Positions era.
Yeah,
for sure. And, like that very specific.
Thank You
shade.
Next is very much pink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like hot pink that she like wore the whole time, and that was like the digital album cover. And then Sweetener is rainbow. Mm-hmm. And you can't, like, fight me on that. It's rainbow themed.
Yeah.
Because it's like
Dangerous Woman is like black and white. Colorful. Yeah.
Dangerous Woman is black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like Folklore is gray. But like a different color gray. No, I feel like Positions
it's and like Folklore a blue are
somehow
gray.
The same gray. Like they somehow gave off.
I think it's like a bluish gray.
I feel like that one for Ariana, mm-hmm. and then Taylor's is like a very like silver tone gray. And then I feel like
yeah, for sure.
Reputation is black. 1989 is like blue.
I think more like a royal blue.
Like baby blue.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh my god.
Like red, white, and royal blue? Thank you for watching. That was the end of our episode.
Yeah, I was gonna ask because I'm like I want to end it. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, are we going
to... No, I'm going to read you the Song of Achilles.
Are you going to read me Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Better. So do we want to, like, FaceTime?
Okay. Instagram, FaceTime. I guess.
Wait, like, FaceTime or, like, Instagram? Okay. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. One person that listens, but we have to hurry go. So thank you
and
so
hit
much.
The notification sure bell down hit below. The thumbs up
and subscribe for new weekly content. That's not gonna be weekly. That I said that.